Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 664 and today I'm going to talk you through my virtual book launch. Now, that sounds probably a bit weird considering my book Mining Yourself was actually released in December 2019. Little did we know what was coming up. And so the weekend just gone was an opportunity for me to actually go through and do an in-person book launch. Albeit due to COVID, also quite small. So I say intimate would be the correct term. It was actually not really much of a book launch as much as it was a book celebration. I had a lot of support during the process of actually getting the book up and running, and there was a lot of people to thank, and there was definitely stories to tell. And so because a lot of you, both clients and friends, and listeners and all sorts weren't able to come along, I wanted to share with you some things that I did cover during the book launch, or book celebration rather, and a couple of the questions that were asked and what's sort of next. But to understand the book Mining Yourself and my intentions for writing, we actually have to go back over two separate events. And those two separate events, the first one dates back to 2015. I remember January 1st, 2015, and it was possibly one of the hardest days of my life. Nothing necessarily bad happened. I just realized how much I really hated the position that I was in. January 1st, my birthday, I woke up alone, house sitting in someone else's house. It was probably the closest I've ever been to being depressed. And I remember thinking at that time that if I'll write a book, and if I still write a book and I'm still useless, that's how I felt. Even though I had a business that had been running for 4 years at that time, I guess. This is 6 years ago. There you go. It still kind of felt that I was running on a treadmill, and not a good kind. And so, due to that, I went about the first year in 2015 when I was 26, going over to America. Now, I was earning about 26 Australian dollars at the time. The business was in a difficult position. I was struggling massively. The only way that I managed to get across to America was, and that was to do a training tour. So I wanted to train with a bunch of people that I looked up to that were massive influences in my life. At the time, I was also writing for Men's Muscle and Health magazine, so it was the ability to pitch towards them, who I'm going to write about, then pitch to the people in the States about the fact that I'm writing for a magazine for them. So I got to spend some time with some really cool people, but I had no money. And what ended up happening was I came across a guy that I used to work with and had started his own business, and he was looking for some mentoring. And so I sold a mentoring program, then I created it and worked with him on it. And that gave me enough funds to pay off some debt, buy a ticket, and then have 2,000 Australian dollars in my pocket. So now the tour itself, although it was pretty crazy, the tour itself was not the main point of the 2015 that I wanted to share. At some point on the tour, I was in Hermosa Beach in California, which is my favorite place in California. And the interesting thing was, I woke up one morning, I was in a hostel, checked my emails like any other day, and I received an email from a client back home. And it read, "Hi Dave, skiing went well. I broke my record of 6 consecutive days skiing. I achieved 8. What's more, I did not pull up too sore. I think there are a number of things that have helped. Because of my strength, my technique has improved, which means so has my skiing ability. Had conditions been better this trip, I would have given some of the intermediate runs a crack. But hey, the season is only beginning. Next time we come, more of the runs and lifts will be open, and I'll be able to achieve my goal of skiing in and out of the lodge. I did mobility work most days, and when I got back, with enough time before dinner, although some days, if I was having a good day on the snow, I kept telling myself, just one more run, which meant I would get back a bit late. Anyway, I'm really happy with the way everything is going. Skiing is so much better when you feel like you are in control and you can feel the snow. Thank you. I hope all is going well with your holiday. I'm enjoying reading your daily updates. Tambra." Now, the reason that this is important is because it points to a core governing philosophy that has played such a big role in my career and in everything that we do. There's two main, and that's what the two stories really stand for, but what this is pointing at was Tambra's experience. There was nothing in that besides a comment around getting stronger that talked about, because I've lost 10 kilograms, I'm happy. Because of the 3 weeks of training or the 28-day program or none of that shit. And this is the whole point of it, was it was a three-year email. But the key thing here is that what I've built everything that I teach into is an experience-centric model. And even in 2015, almost 6 years ago now, right, that was in July 2015, what it's pointing at is the core structure of what's important to someone, which is how they can experience more in life, how they can participate more in life. And this is what I refer to when I talk about life athletes. It's like you want to make sure that your training is allowing you to do the things in life that you want to do more of, whether that be spend time with your children, ski with your family on holidays, garden with our... Whatever's fulfilling for you. That's the whole point of training. And so the core competency of sharing that story is showing how important the person's experience in life is when they go through particular training. And that's the reason why we do what we do. Not because they lose weight or they get hit 100 kilos and now they're happy because the board ticks off some sort of arbitrary PB. I'm not going to discount that, but I'm not going to overcount it like it means more than what it means. It doesn't mean that person can ski without pain. The person has to go ski. That's what's important. Now, the second event was at the end of 2016, and it was Alex's funeral. And I've spoken about Alex many times on this podcast. He was my good friend since year 9 in high school. And he was my videographer. He was very patient with me. He died in a car accident on a Sunday. I didn't find out until the Tuesday. I was one of his pallbearers for his funeral. And it was at his funeral that I learned something that has stayed with me and I've communicated multiple times and is a part of my governing principle. And that is that the only two things in life that truly matter are the memories that you create and how you contribute. And that's it. Everything else is just details of that. And so sometimes we get lost in the details, thinking that the details are going to give us more memories or the details mean we contribute. Maybe that might be the case sometimes. But it means that we're looking at flour and calling it the cake. We're looking at eggs and calling it the cake. They're not. They're components of the cake. But we've got to learn how to bake the cake, and then we have to bake the cake and call that the cake. And that's the same for our goals and what's important for us. It's not weight loss that we want. It's to contribute more with our children's lives, to be able to play in a teen sport and feel a part of something. It's to learn how to use my body again and really get back. That's what body confidence is. Body confidence is the confidence in using your body. Self-confidence is completely different, and then self-esteem is different on top of that. And so the key thing there is to see those two governing principles. And from that was pretty much using those two as my North Star of how I wanted to contribute and how what was important for me to be able to build experience to have more of the experiences that I want. And I catch myself still today sitting back and waiting or hoping someone else will do something, and it's just like I'm stopping myself, and I'm also limiting all the people around me. I'm the bottleneck. And when I realize that, and when I bring that back to my awareness and to my attention, then I can take a step forward. That's the first part of the virtual book launch. This will probably be a three-part series more than anything, which I look forward to sharing with you. So stay tuned for part 2 and part 3. But on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. You can also get the ebook version at PayHip. You can see that in my Instagram handle. Otherwise, not handle, the bio. Otherwise, that's it for me. I'm done. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But until tomorrow, you know the deal. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.